Hello, hello, and welcome to the YouTube Tea Break Podcast. We are dedicated to growing your YouTube channel organically. We promise to help you grow your brand one video at a time. Now, before we begin, my usual thing, if you could please give me a 5-star rating review, it really helps the algorithms, and that's all I ask of you, really. So if you could do that, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Just scroll down and leave a little message in 5 stars. Thank you. Why view time is more important than subscribers. Okay, why is this? Subscribers looks cool, yeah. Proper headline stuff. Subscribers, woo, brilliant. And they are, to an extent, subscribers are still relevant, but they aren't as important as they were. And I have covered this in another podcast, but I think it's good to reiterate this again. YouTube subscribers are very good for your brand. They are really good at showing how popular you are, or the theory of you being popular. Obviously, it does lead to some organic viewership with your subscribers. If they're subscribed to your channel, they will potentially watch your video. But as I think most of the channels that I work with, they barely have a 30-40% subscriber watch notice. So people who are watching their YouTube channels, 60-70% of them are not subscribed, which is brilliant. If you think about it, it's brilliant because that means they could turn as subscribers. But subscribers aren't really the thing, because what YouTube wants, it wants to be on topic. It wants to be trending. There's a thing which I'm sort of coining as a potential. It's a try before you buy subscription, basically. Try out subscriptions. So if you were to watch a YouTube channel that you've never watched before, but the topic's interesting, what's going to happen the next time you log in to YouTube? What's going to happen? Other videos that they have done will be on your homepage. They won't be in your subscribe page, but it's really interesting because the subscribe page is not as important. People aren't logging into that as much as they did, and that's exactly what YouTube wants. It wants to be relevant, it wants to be topical, it wants to be and it wants people to be entertained, so you stay on the platform longer. So what YouTube has done is that it's said to its algorithm and to its web developers, put anything which is relevant to their watch time, the user's watch time, up on screen. So it looks for keywords, it looks for content, it looks for duration time, it looks for anything else. It doesn't matter if you're subscribed. So that is why being subscribed, which is an awful word, by the way. When I think of subscribe, I think of paying for something. Yeah, I think the word follow should be better for YouTube, but that's another matter altogether. But I think that YouTube knows what it wants to do. It is bypassing a lot of subscription sides of things. And it is trying to show you this is the potential of what other people are making that you could be interested in. It's not going to feed you this subscribe on your homepage, your subscriptions on your homepage, because why would it? Because it's not necessarily always relevant. What it is relevant is what you have watched, what is in your search history. That is where the algorithm preference is. It prioritizes watch time over the number of subscribers. It's as simple as that. YouTube's algorithm prioritizes watch time over the number of subscribers. So that is really, really interesting. And obviously that means that videos with higher watch times are more likely to be recommended to users, increasing visibility and potential for more views. It's all about YouTube wants you to stay on their platform. And in order to do that, you have to have relevant stuff, not subscribe stuff. Now, obviously you need, if your business model, which I think we dealt with, we had a chat about it last week, about, yeah, it's really boring, but it's very important having a business model for YouTube. So we talked about that last week, and obviously monetization with YouTube is clearly an important thing. So we need to make sure that you are monetized in the best way you can. So obviously that means a certain amount of subscribers, and that's great. But if you notice on the subscribers and watch time, the watch time needs to be higher than subscribers in terms, obviously they're two different numbers, but the people get to the subscriber threshold quite quickly. The watch time takes longer, unless you've got like 10-hour long videos, yeah, and which, you know, can be useful. That's for another topic of conversation altogether. But obviously, the more watch time you have, YouTube doesn't care if you're subscribed or not to the channel, as we mentioned earlier. What it does care about is your view time, again, as we described earlier. So again, going back onto the whole YouTube viewer times, YouTube will pay viewers and pay advertising on videos that get views. That's it. They will pay for subscribers, but for channels, I should say. So they will pay for channels, but those are the big ones, you know, a lot of times, the Mr. Beast, the Ryan Trahan's, all that sort of stuff. So they will, people will target those channels to advertise on, and that's down to them, down to the channel, to see whether they want that or not. So, but it, most people who I speak to have not got a channel that big. So let's look at increasing your viewership time, because YouTube will pay the money. A new subscriber who just watches one video and that's it, you shouldn't be chasing subscribers. So what YouTube knows is, YouTube knows, look at all the algorithms, it knows how many people stay to the end of your video. If people are staying to the end of your video, they're engaging with it positively or negatively, quite frankly. They don't really care too much about that anymore. They care about engagement and people interacting with the channel, because it makes the channel more active. All they care about is your quality of content. If you were to upload a half an hour video and you get a few clicks initially, but then it doesn't work, the viewership just drops off like a stone, that is going to be damaging to your channel. So really, don't do it. I mean, the whole thing, there's this term, which is still about, called clickbait. Clickbaiting is, YouTube has stamped all over that. If you were to fool your audience into watching something which isn't as advertised, it will not, you might get the initial hit of something, but then YouTube will learn, oh, hang on, nobody's staying to watch this. So it will just not recommend it, and then your video will plummet like a stone, you know. It won't recommend it anymore. So you've got to be really careful with how you do things. You have to be, I think we've used this word before, you have to be authentic from your packaging, from your title, your thumbnail, to your content. If you are authentic in everything you do and make it entertaining, you won't go wrong. You will not go wrong with your YouTube journey. It's really fascinating that the whole clickbait thing, which was a good thing 10 years ago, I think we still see the word every now and again, but it's been stamped out. You know, there was a way that you could hack the system. You always used to see these things on YouTube saying, I've hacked YouTube. And yeah, I mean, you might have done for a month and then it gets stamped on quite quickly. You know, it's quite obvious. The last thing when it comes down to subscribers versus viewership and engagement stats, I have worked on a channel before, and I've worked on a few channels, but there's one channel in particular that had really quite a big amount of subscribers, and which was amazing. It for the brand, it worked really, really well, what they were doing, and that was fine. But the engagement within YouTube was actually very low of these subscribers, and that was fine to an extent, but it didn't allow for growth. But the one thing that did happen is that these subscribers, these viewers who were not subscribed, they were commenting more, and ultimately YouTube doesn't really care, but they weren't subscribing, but yeah, because that was a channel issue. But YouTube doesn't really care, as long as people are engaging with that content creator or creators, and they are trying to make compelling and entertaining content, so it looks at your stats. Again, this all links together. The sustainability of your channel links to your audience engagement, which is monetization, and also down to the algorithm's preference. It's all tied in so tightly. It's difficult to separate, actually. When doing this, I've struggled to separate a lot of these out. So there's a lot of crossover. And that's very much on purpose. Everything intertwines with each other. But one thing as a creator, which you do need to do, is that you need to have a sustainability model behind you. Not necessarily in an eco way, even though that's always recommended. But I would absolutely recommend that you look at your channel and is what you're doing sustainable? Are you trying to bait people into subscribing? Are you trying to bait people into viewing? There's a lot of AI generated content out there at the moment on YouTube, and I'm seeing that a lot, and the subscribers are terribly low, and it's because there's not an authentic feel to those videos. They know it's computer generated. You can make faceless YouTube channels work. You absolutely can. It's proven. But it's not an AI generated voice. It is a human voice adding character and pitch and tone and things like that. So again, down to that authentic feel. So if you can get things, again, authentic, that word authentic keeps coming back. And if you can get your, if you can play the algorithm, and actually it goes back to another podcast where I talked about with trends, look at trends, because YouTube loves a trend. And if you can tie that in, you're more likely to have be recommended your channel on people's homepages. And that's really the key to subscribers, if that is your motivation. Yeah, motivation is hugely important. Again, it goes down to your business model. But if your motivation is about subscribers, then you've got to play Google's way and you've got to make compelling content first. There's almost, I would actually argue, there's little point, or there's not, I want to say little point, there's not much point in asking for subscribers, because people know what they need to do. People know if they like you, they will subscribe. A lot of channels that I am subscribed to, I don't think they've ever asked me to subscribe, but I know what I'm doing. And actually, I subscribe to them. And if I don't watch them that much, because I have my own little trend of like, oh, I'm really into this at the moment, and then I sort of fall off and I'll come back to that in a year time or something, then there'll be, every now and again, YouTube will sort of prod and say, do you like this video? It's just come out. But that's not because it's been subscribed, because I have lots of different accounts. It's because there's a relevancy to what they've just made, what I've looked at before. So it's just, it's prodding me to be like, oh, you probably will like this content. That's all they care about. It's never saying, if you think about it, YouTube never says to you, why don't you subscribe to this person? Never does that on the homepage. Never does that anywhere, I don't think. So why would you try and play that game? Just focus on the content. Subscribers will come. If that's important to you, subscribers will come. So for more YouTube tips weekly, or the best part of weekly, I'm really trying with it, follow this podcast and give us a 5-star rating. Again, please give us a 5-star rating, as it really helps us grow hugely. See you next week. And before you do go, make sure you listen to another one of these podcasts. Everything we talk about is related to your channel. So music finished, listen to another one of these podcasts, as it will help you. It is relevant. We can all grow together. Listen to another one.